It's the Dutch from Pella, ranked 10th in Class 4A, welcoming their rivals from Norwalk to kick off our second half of the conference season. Here's Tristan Gordon after a series of passes, and she flushes it in from three. And the Dutch strike first, Tristan Gordon from downtown. May have had an opening and said, we'll pass it off to Mia Warner, who finishes for two. Mia Warner's had a really strong stretch, had a big double-double last week. Open three, short. Haley Van Vark will finish. Two offensive rebounds, Chris, and the Dutch extend their lead to 7-2.
One thing that's really hard out of that zone is to keep them off of the offensive glass, and Pella, you know, does that as well as anybody.
Warner kicks it out to Gordon. Gordon back to Mia Warner. Warner was wide open, had all day to shoot it, and she's fouled. Count it for Mia Warner as this Dutch run is our Randall Roofing raise the roof moment of the game. Riddick trying to post up on this defense. Spins her way through and she'll finish off the glass and in. Just a tough move for Riddick. It is 20-4 Dutch. Birmingham at the half court line will have to put up a prayer near the volleyball line. It is answered, and that is a big little shot when we talk about the context of the game, as it makes it 20-7. Norwalk on their half of the floor. Birmingham left wide open, long range three. It's in. Can't leave her that wide open, and that'll force a Coach Forsythe 30-second vision for less timeout. Warriors back under a 10-point game. Misses Birmingham the rebound.
And
down
one.
Low,
nice
count
job.
An and one for Avery Thomas.
I like that. You know, that is the difference, right? Instead of sitting there and going to the corner and just waiting for the ball, Avery decided to run a lane.
Still 25-15. Both free throws missed for Garvey, but
good.
It's an extra possession here. Clark, a 10-footer is in.
I was just going to say, I'd like to see Braylon Clark get a little more aggressive for the Warriors, and just on cue, there she is.
Down low, can Warner get one before the buzzer? And she does.
Sure did. Good execution.
Warner, 11 points for her, and Pella, a big bucket right before the half, 27-17. And that will roll in as Anna Larson on the board for the first time. 33-22, some pressure now coming out from Coach Martin's Warriors. Should have been a two there, the layup misses. And then on the other side in transition, Carlson on the board.
Nice job by the Warrior ladies. I really like to see it. Not a good offensive play by Bailey, but really good defense by Pella.
Tauke, the runner in the lane, and the leading scorer for the Dutch on the board for the first time here in the third. And she'll miss the second. Not a lot of great foul shooting for either team here tonight. Warner gets a rebound, though. She'll pop it up for three, and that's a big one. Mia Warner, the offensive rebound. She'll turn it into a 16-point lead in the blink of an eye. And that one hurts, Chris, if you're Norwalk.
Yeah.
Because then they follow it up with a turnover.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shot
misses
in transition. It's our drive to the basket presented by Pingles Home Store. Kylie Tauke for two.
You can look at basketball two ways, right? I'd like to see Anna and Braylon be a little more aggressive defensively.
Haley Van Vark spins at the shot clock for two.
But what a job by Pella as a group, right? They held, they got the ball to the hot hand, and good things happened for them.
The Dutch lead wire to wire over Norwalk and earn an impressive first Little Hawkeye Conference win of the second rotation, improving to 11-3. Your final score, Pella 52, Norwalk 42.